Oh, hi.
Boy.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Oh, well, you should get over here to the microphones.
Oh.
I mean, you may as well, like, get comfortable.
Learned about microphones today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Learned how shitty ours were?
This is a microphone.
Yes, yes it is. I am proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are we actually recording?
Yes, we're recording.
Oh, can we start over?
No. No.
Why?
Because.
You didn't tell me we were recording.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm new here.
Yeah. I used to do this all the time and get people in real awkward conversations.
And then turn on the, or let them know you're recording?
Yeah, after we're like, we've been recording for usually like 5 minutes at that point. And they're like, how much of that did you get? All of it.
Good thing I didn't say something.
Fuck. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Good thing nothing embarrassing came out in this, because then I probably would have deleted it. Out of respect.
Oh, is that what it would have been?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. Welcome cool. to Kind of Epic Show.
Welcome.
My name is David West.
I'm Effie.
Yes, you are.
I am.
You are.
I am. I am.
You are the Effie of the Effie Thoughts.
I am the Effie of Effie Thoughts.
That can be found on our Patreon page.
It can be found on the Patreon page, and now it is exclusive to only Patreon subscribers.
Currently.
Because I figured out how to do it.
Oh, so you did make episode 3.
Yeah, episode 3. You gotta be a member.
Okay.
You get the first 2 for free.
There you go.
Then you gotta join if you want to hear more.
You get the taste.
Yeah.
You get the taste of the Effie right? Thoughts.
What is she going to talk about next week? Who knows?
Who knows? You have to be a Patreon subscriber.
Right?
What tier did you set it for?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm new here.
Yeah, I probably check that. Check to see what tier you set that for.
I think it was just...
The basic?
The basic.
Okay,
tier.
Good. Because it should be.
It wasn't like the $100 tier or anything.
Yeah, which, I mean, if you do want to do the $100 tier, we will do a YouTube top 10 list for you.
We will. It will be enjoyable for someone.
For someone. Well, she'll do the... I'll record it.
Yes.
But and she's
I'll,
the one, the I'll guinea
be
pig.
The, yeah, I'll be the Action Jackson.
Yes. Yeah, that Patreon. Find us at patreon.com/kindofepicshow.
We're also on the Books of Faces.
We are on the Books of Faces. That's Kind of Epic Show. And on the Twitters and the Instagrams.
The Instagrams.
We're all over the place.
We really are.
We really are.
You can't get rid of us.
Excuse me.
You have a frog in your throat.
I do. I put it there.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. It was tasty.
Ew.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyways, you can also find us on iTunes.
Oh, really?
And SoundCloud.
Oh,
I think we're on SoundCloud. I should probably check that. We might not be on SoundCloud. But we're on Spotify. You can find us on Spotify. We are on Spotify.
Oh, my gosh.
Find us on Spotify. You can find us on Google Play.
The Googs?
The Googs.
Oh, my.
We are on the Googs.
Well, crap.
Right?
We're taking over the world.
No, we're not. We used to.
I thought that was the plan.
That is the plan.
Okay.
But we got to get Gabe back on to get more guests.
That Gabe. He tricks me.
He does.
He does trick me.
And you haven't even met him.
I haven't. And every time I'm scrolling on my Facebook and I see something that looks remotely cool that I think David might think this is interesting. And I'm about ready to share it with you or tag you in it. And I'm like, it's Gabe again.
You just assume I've seen it?
You've already seen it.
You just assume
yep.
I've seen it?
Yep.
At that point?
I have.
But that can't always be the case.
Maybe.
That can't always be the case. Huh. Well,
yeah.
Big things from this past weekend.
Yeah.
This past weekend was Comic-Con San Diego. Exciting. Exciting times.
Very exciting.
So that's mostly what this episode's going to talk about is... San Diego Comic-Con, which I need to go. I want to go. I need to go.
Let's go.
Yeah. That's a good thought, but it's so expensive.
Well, start saving your pennies.
Oh, when I was trying to get my Gen Con badge, it was actually trying to process on my bank account.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Good thing my card was declined. Oops.
Well,
I'm glad that didn't get processed. I would have been real mad. There should be like a verification page on there because it had me enter my credit card information, and then the next tab was checkout. So mm-hmm. I thought the next tab would be to like actually process the checkout, but nope. I'm glad that didn't. I'm glad I didn't just buy two Gen Con badges by accident. Considering I had a free one, I would have cried.
I would have watched you cry.
I would have cried. It would have been in the day to have that financial trouble, wouldn't it?
The cherry on top.
Yeah, the cherry on top. Beware of scams.
Yeah.
Scams suck.
Yeah. Don't talk to anybody from Texas.
No.
Texas people that call you that say you're in trouble.
Yeah, when you're not.
They're deceiving
you. They are deceiving. A bunch of assholes.
Hey, the guy told me to go suck my dad's dick, so there's that.
Well, he was like, if you hang up this phone, your local sheriff or local authorities are going to come and arrest you. It's like, yeah, where do you think I am? I should have been like, yeah, and where am I?
Right?
Do you know where I'm at? No, you don't. Do you know my current location? No.
They have a GPS tracker on you.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Mute that.
Wow.
Yeah. Exciting. So what? One thing I was going to pull up. There are... Huh? What? You can't what? All right. So I'm going to pull up some trailers of shows that I want to talk about.
Okay.
All right. Yippee. You know, I never actually did watch this one. So the first trailer we're going to watch is for Top Gun Maverick.
Ooh.
Never watched. This is my first time watching this. Ah.
Wow, look at that cheesy freschetta pizza. It looks so delicious.
Hashtag no sponsorship on that one.
Right.
Damn YouTube. All right. I'm trying to mute my messages. Kind of epic randomness. Sorry, guys.
You probably just have to turn the volume off.
But I want to watch the... I want to have the volume for the trailer.
Oh, right.
Oh, well. All right.
Service. Citations. Only man to shoot down 3 enemy planes in the last 40 years.
Danger zone.
You won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die. A two-star admiral by now. Yet here you are. Captain. What is that? It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
When did the first Top Gun come out?
I don't know. 80s?
Well, I knew it was the 80s. Right? '86, yeah. Where's the Kenny Loggins?
That's my password.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. Your kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
Disappointed. Whoa. No Kenny Loggins. That's what I wanted out of that trailer. Was some Danger Zone.
Yeah.
That would have been great. Didn't happen. It looks okay.
I don't think I ever saw the first one.
Oh, really? How?
Because I was a kid.
Oh. Fair enough. Fair enough. Jeez.
I'm not a big fan of Tom Cruise.
Okay. Okay.
He's That's... kind of a shit person.
We have to talk about this.
No,
we do, because this is horrific.
I don't want to see.
I know it's a scary thing, but we have to do it. This movie makes the CG in Sonic the Hedgehog look good. Doesn't it?
Yes.
This is weird.
It's very weird.
It just looks so bad. Okay, so we're watching the trailer for Cats. And it has a wonderful cast. The cast is great.
Why does it need to be made into a movie?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Why? Right. Why do we need to see cat people?
I don't know. Or just have, like, if they do make it into a movie, like, why didn't they just use, like...
real cats?
Real cats. Right. They make a dog movie every year.
Right.
Let's get one with cats. Like, just full CG cats, at least.
Then the crazy cat people would have something to watch.
Yeah. They just look so fake. It looks like people's faces just CGI'd on the cat bodies.
That's creepy. That's scary.
Oh my god.
I don't like that.
Oh, Judi Dench. What is wrong?
Why?
It's like, sometimes like the face reactions don't match what the body's doing. I'm just like, how?
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
James Corden, why do you look so bad? See what I mean there? Did you see that? Where it's like his face moves before his head does?
Mm-hmm. That's a bad... No.
You don't like Rebel Wilson anyway, do you?
She's not as funny as she thinks she is.
Look at this. It just looks bad.
Like, it does look bad.
Like, you can pause it at any one of these characters and just... It's like, the face is just plastered onto these bodies.
I don't understand why this needs to be a thing.
Right? Well, it's a much beloved musical.
Well, yeah.
That's a worst shot. Like, that's almost like the worst shot of it all. Ugh.
Wow.
No.
Mm-mm.
That's more terrifying than the next one I'm going to show.
Oh, please don't.
Why?
Because it is creepy.
It is creepy.
The legitimate scary movie of all time. No other movie has been as scary as it. At least to me.
It is funny and...
Funny when?
Pennywise is a funny character. I like Pennywise. This is the flood. That's my guess anyway. Hear that? Or this is the death of one of the bullies. Like a flashback to it. I love this book so much. And the Grown Up Losers cast is so great.
Yeah.
Jessica Chastain. I don't know that guy. But everybody else is great. Bill Hader. Mm-hmm. James McAvoy. Come on.
That's pretty cool.
That's a beautiful shot.
Mm-hmm.
We need to finish it. For good.
I've seen all of us die. It consumes us from the inside. Until we don't have a choice anymore. You lied.
Can't wait for that. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
When does that come out?
September 6th.
Oh, gosh.
It's coming up.
It is.
Less than 2 months.
Yikes.
Awesome.
Yikes.
I am going to do one of the hour exchanges at work and go see that on that Thursday night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Make sure that is a Thursday. Movie like that, I can see opening up midweek for whatever reason. How they do that sometimes. Yeah, yeah. We'll go see it that Thursday.
Okay.
Definitely. Oh, what else is there from Comic-Con that we can watch here? Walking Dead trailer, Westworld. Witcher. His Dark Materials Season 1 Comic-Con trailer. I'm not familiar with this franchise. It's a book series, and they adapted the first movie.
Uh-huh.
But I never watched it. The Golden Compass?
I'm not familiar with that.
James McAvoy again.
Oh. He's everywhere.
He is everywhere. That's a little girl from Logan.
The master's asked if I can find a place for you. And I want you as my assistant.
You're an explorer too,
just like my uncle. I can teach you to wield power, but you must let me mold you.
We believe there is an organization that is stealing children and taking them north.
Sometimes children can just...
I think that's the Golden Compass.
What gave you that idea?
Because it was gold and it was a compass.
has to make a journey. One which I'm afraid includes a great betrayal.
Oh my.
I suspect it's trying to warn you of everything.
Please force me. I can fight.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I can fly.
He's cool.
Question shouldn't be asking you that we are not.
The Magisterium have a muscle. I would ask where I could obtain services of an armored bear.
Derek Benson.
People need our help, Yorick. Let's go get
them. I want an armored bear.
It's time.
I know.
I wonder if this is Lin-Manuel Miranda's attempt to get himself an Emmy. Be one
Possibly.
Step closer to that.
Yeah.
EGOT.
Right.
If he gets an Emmy, he I think he would EGOT. He's probably already got a Grammy. His Tony, I know he's gotten Tonys for Hamilton. Oscars.
Right.
Maybe, probably. I think Moana, maybe.
Maybe.
Best original song, maybe. It's had some tough competition, I don't know. I don't remember what it was up against. But he's going to be an EGOT winner one of these days.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, for sure.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that trailer? It intrigues me enough. I'm not familiar at all with the property.
Yeah. I want an armored bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's as far as I dug into it.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and play the Watchmen trailer.
Okay. The Watchman?
The Watchmans. So, interesting thing about the Watchmen TV series that's coming to HBO. It takes place in a world where the comic happened.
Yeah.
Back in the 1980s when the comic is set.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie.
I have not.
It came out a couple years back. Like 10 at this point. I think 2008, so 11 years.
No, I was busy having babies then.
Oh. Well, that'll do it.
Yeah.
But the comic is set in the 80s. They make some changes for the movie, but this is a sequel to the comic.
Okay.
The comic happened, and then this takes place in present day.
Gotcha.
So they're not adapting the comic at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just set in the world of the comic.
Okay.
But today.
That sounds fun.
It's interesting.
Who are you? Who am I? If I knew the answer to that, there wouldn't be wearing a mask.
There are people. This world is very good. There's a lot of cops in my clothes. We don't do lollipops and rainbows. We know those are pretty colors that just hide what the world really is. Black and white.
Soon thou shalt save us. And we will whisper, come.
We convinced ourselves that they were gone. But they were just hibernating.
They came for everybody. Home, please.
Simultaneous attacks at the homes of Tulsa PD. So the cops hide their faces, and now the bad guys don't know where they live. And who doesn't want a secret identity?
Ta-da!
People who wear masks are dangerous. We should be scared of them.
Why?
Because they're hiding something.
Cop and a vigilante. No. Me neither.
They're the
Well, that looks like it could be fun.
Yeah, and with you not having any knowledge of what Watchmen is, that looks entertaining, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, definitely. I'd watch it.
And now there's some characters in there that do make appearances that are from the books.
Mm-hmm.
The blue guy that was living on Mars that shows up at the end of the trailer and picks up that mask.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Manhattan.
Okay.
The old guy that was at towards the end of the trailer, that's Ozymandias.
Okay.
Yeah. Just some characters from the book that pop up.
Nice.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. This clan is like a group of people that model themselves after a character called Rorschach.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Hence the masks with the drawings. Yep. I'm going to have you read Watchmen.
Oh, my.
Yes.
I have a long list going right now.
Yes, you do. They teach Watchmen in some schools, though.
Well, that's cool.
So it's a piece of literature. All right. Well, let's see here. You don't know any of these properties that I'm showing you movies for.
I don't.
Yep, I know.
I'm not as skilled as you.
I know. It's okay. It's okay.
In the world of geek.
Yeah. That's why I'm trying to pick out ones you might know. But not having much luck with that. Oh, yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Gotta love Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah. Kevin Smith dropped the trailer for Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. Yay. Which is a sequel to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yay.
Which, I like Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, but it's probably my least favorite of the Jay and Silent Bob movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would much rather have had the... he was working on a Mallrats 2 for a while, and then that didn't happen, so he changed it into a Mallrats TV show that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And then he was working on Clerks 3 for a while, and that didn't happen.
Did you get your name at the end of Clerks 2?
Maybe. I believe I did, but I never actually stopped to, like, look.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah? Good job. Good job.
Because I'm awesome.
Yeah. I've never stopped to actually look for it, because they go by so fast.
Right.
But I believe so. That's a long time ago.
Right.
So, fun run-in that I've had with Jason Mewes.
Yeah.
The first time I met Jay, I was at a signing, and my sister calls, Crystal calls, while I'm in, like, next in line.
Oh, no.
And I answer it.
Yeah.
And he takes the phone.
Oh, gosh.
And starts talking to my sister.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, that was fun.
Made her day. Made her fucking day.
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's like, can I have it? Like, he asked. He just didn't take it. He's like, can I have it? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That happened with, that's happened a couple times with me when I've gone to signings.
Yeah.
And people are, like, calling. Me and John DiMaggio were taking a selfie. Bender.
Okay,
the voice
of
Bender.
Yeah.
And Jake the dog. Him and I were taking a selfie, and he was having fun. He was taking a bunch of photos.
Nice.
But Gabe called as he was doing it.
Yeah.
And DiMaggio asked, he was like, can I answer it? I was like, yeah, of course. And he answers the phone as Bender.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And just starts, like, telling Gabe he could bite a shiny metal ass. And Gabe is like, who has David's phone? What is going on? And, like... It took him a minute to be like, oh, this is actually Bender. I'm actually talking to Bender.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's fun when celebrities have fun with you. Especially when they have your phone and someone calls. It's like, can I? Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Why in the world would you ever think you could do that? Yes. Yes. That happened with me with...
Gosh.
I'm spacing his name.
Huh. How many people call you while you're about to meet somebody?
Well, this one was actually, like, planned.
Okay.
I asked him. Because my niece is a huge Walking Dead fan.
Yeah.
And I waited in line and everything. I didn't have him sign anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, my niece is a huge fan of the show.
Aww.
And I'm spacing his name now. Shit, I feel bad. He played Abraham on The Walking Dead. I'm kicking myself. My brain is not working. Thank God for IMDb. I'm gonna kick myself as soon as I see it. I know I will. Da 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 do da do. Come on, Michael Cudlitz.
Okay.
Played Abraham Ford on The Walking Dead, and she was always a big fan. She like bawled her eyes out when they killed him off, and. He was at C2E2.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago. And I asked him if he could FaceTime.
Aw, that's awesome. And he did it?
And he did it. Yeah. That's cool. And she was like freaking out over the phone. Started bawling on the phone.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm a good uncle.
Best uncle ever.
Right? All right. Tell me you guys have no idea there's a new comic book movie. So, they're rebooting Blunt Man and Chronic.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you remember in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Jay and Bob are trying to shut down the production of Blunt Man and Chronic.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this one, they're shutting down the reboot of Blunt Man and Chronic. Which, that's Supergirl. She plays Supergirl on the CW. And then that's Val Kilmer. He has not aged well.
No. No, he hasn't.
Yeah. I like how they were like, that star is a piece of shit, and then they show like five guest stars. 3 days later, Hollywood can stop this reboot from ever happening. Twice, and had a baby. Jay, brace yourself. You're about to meet our legend.
I think I'm gonna need to see a blood test. No, Jay. This is my daughter, Millennium Falcon. Can you take us?
That's Harley Quinn Smith. That's Kevin's daughter.
No, okay. Man.
It's a tough-ass neighborhood. Either you take us to Hollywood, or I stab you both to death on my own fucking lawn.
And on that note, we cue the music.
I'm glad you guys are smoking back there. I was driving someone about a week ago, and he took a big shit. You have no idea how hard it is to get
this. That seems like it's a censored line, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Matt Damon. Ben Affleck.
Oh, wow.
Got Ben Affleck back. So, I don't know if you know the story of... Ben Affleck was a long time Kevin Smith.
Alcoholic.
Well, he was a long time friend of Kevin Smith's.
Yeah.
And then they had a big falling out and hadn't really talked for like 10 years.
Okay.
And then somebody asked Ben Affleck if Kevin had reached out to him to be in Jay and Silent Bob Reboot.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, but I'm always open for the call. And Kevin was just like, oh, and he's just being nice during the interview and whatever.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, you need to call Ben. Call Ben. And I know you haven't talked in years, but call Ben.
Right.
And yeah.
That's awesome.
And they like remended their friendship.
Nice.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth. Method in Red. Anybody with cum can be a father, but only love can make you a dad. How you gonna talk about love and you flinging cum all over the place?
What do you guys think about this reboot? Oh, I know him. That's Brian Quinn.
Yeah.
From Impractical Jokers.
Uh-huh. So, you probably don't know the origins of Brian Quinn.
No, I don't.
Oh. He dates back with Kevin Smith a long ways.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I only know him from Impractical Jokers.
Yeah. Well, he was, like, behind the scenes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He worked in the VSQ offices and all that. Yeah.
I thought he was just some random dude who happened to make a TV show with his friends.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. Did you know he was also a firefighter for a while?
I did know that, because yeah. I've had some skits where he's had to do his firefighter
Well, he
stuff.
Was also a responder at 9/11.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, the more you know, right?
Right. He's my favorite from the show.
Yeah.
I had to... Never mind. Not
going to finish that sentence? Okay. All right. Well, there you go, boys. Brian Quinn, if you're listening.
Right? Hit me up.
Oh, all right. Well, then, there's a bunch of trailers that we could watch. We don't have time for all of them because we've got a big chunk of news to pull up here. A big chunk.
It's like 2 years worth of chunk.
Yeah. They brought it, and they brought it hard.
Yeah, they did.
Come on, load. Dumb computer. Anyways, so Marvel Studios had their Hall H presentation on Saturday night, and it was absolutely incredible.
They did all of the things.
All of the things. So, first big announcement of the night was the fact that Avengers Endgame took over the number one
Yay!
All-time box office spot from Avatar.
Yay!
So that was a nice way to start the
right?
night for them.
They did it. They beat the blue people.
Yeah, they had a little bit of like re-release shenanigans, but they did it.
They did it. And they're so happy.
And they're so happy. So
Yay,
happy.
Russo brothers.
That they... We're like, all right, we're going to fucking bring it.
Right?
So the first announcement of the night was the Eternals.
Bum, bum, bum.
Most people are like, who the fuck are the Eternals?
Right? Who are they?
Yep, that's pretty much, I mean, I've been a longtime Marvel reader, and I think I've read like three things with them in it. That's it. But the cast is great. Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Richard Madden. Kumail Nanjiani. Selma Hayek, a bunch of other people I don't know, but those are the names I know. The other ones are Lauren Ridloff, Brian Try?
Yeah.
Brian Try Henry, that's his full name. Leah McHugh and Dom Lee. They're your cast for The Eternals.
The Eternals. Looking
yes.
forward to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's Kumail.
Right.
I'll watch Kumail in anything. Him and Bautista had a nice little thing after the announcement of the cast. He was like, maybe we can be in a movie here together, too. It was like really rather Aww. Sweet. They have a bit of a bromance going on since
Aww.
Stuber.
That's cute.
Yeah. Next up was... It had somewhat already been announced. It wasn't ever official.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel Studios... Falcon and the Winter Soldier, an original series starring Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan, and Daniel Brühl, streaming exclusively on Disney Plus fall of 2020.
Wow.
Yeah. So, basically, Marvel and Disney have canceled all their other Marvel TV shows.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to do our own TV shows that aren't part of Marvel Television. Because so far, everything has been done by Marvel Television,
mm-hmm.
not Marvel Studios.
Gotcha.
So Marvel Studios is like, we're going to do TV, and we're going to take our cast
mm-hmm.
and put them in these TV shows and make sure everything is fully integrated.
Oh, my.
But it has been confirmed that Anthony Mackie will wear his Captain America Falcon suit.
Yay.
So, yeah, we get to see our new Captain America next year in the fall.
Oh, that is next year.
That is next year, right?
Gosh darn.
And it's kind of neat. Daniel Brühl was the main bad guy of Captain America Civil War.
Uh-huh.
He was playing Zemo, who was the guy behind the scenes that was getting Iron Man and Captain America to fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
He was that guy. Yeah, you look like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I know everything
but
you're
I
talking
know
about.
I know that you have seen the movie.
I have.
I know that you have.
I have. there.
Yeah. Next up, the next big announcement was Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings.
That's a lot of rings.
Yes. The Ten Rings have already been in Marvel movies before. They were in the first Iron Man. They were the terrorists that were holding him captive.
I got nothing.
I know you don't. I know you
got
don't.
Got nothing.
Anyways, the Ten Rings, well, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings will star... I heard the pronunciation of his name. It's like Simon Yu. Lee will be playing Shang-Chi.
And Awkwafina.
Co-starring Awkwafina, which she's really funny. Have you ever seen her?
I've seen a commercial with her.
Yeah. And then Tony Leung?
Sure.
Sorry on my pronunciation on this. But Tony will actually be playing the real version of the Mandarin.
Okay.
Which we got introduced to the fake Mandarin in Iron Man 3, played by... I'm awful with names tonight. You play Gandhi. Why am I spacing his name?
I don't know. I can't help. I've never seen cool. Iron Man 3.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
You've made me a list and I can't keep up.
Yeah. She's new, guys.
I am new.
She was not a nerd before I started hanging out with her.
Right.
So I'm slowly.
Almost a year ago now.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
I know.
Time flies.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
Right. That's crazy. Next up was WandaVision, which is a terrible name.
It is, really.
It's a terrible name.
It's not good.
WandaVision. An original series starring Elizabeth Olsen, Paul Bettany, and... Go for it.
Teyonah Paris?
Yes. So you have Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany returning as Wanda Maximoff and the Vision.
Yay.
But also, this... Teyonah Paris is playing the grown-up version of Maria Lambeau, the little black girl from Captain Marvel.
Yay!
She's playing the grown-up version of her.
Yay!
Which, if they give her powers, she takes over for a while as in the comics at times known as Captain Marvel or Ms. Marvel. So
bum, bum, bum.
She could be a complete badass.
That'd be fun.
Yes. Next up.
That's a terrible logo.
For WandaVision?
Well, yeah.
WandaVision is for spring of 2021.
It looks like for some of these logos, they took, like, you remember, like, old Microsoft Word when you could do word art?
Yeah. I like the logo for WandaVision. Terrible name, but I like the logo.
It looks like word art.
Next up is Loki, starring Tom Hiddleston returning as Loki, streaming exclusively on Disney Plus, spring of 2021. Is this the logo you don't like?
I don't like that one, and I don't like the Thor one.
Oh, I love the Thor logo.
They look like bad.
We haven't even gotten to that. Stop it. Stop it. We haven't even gotten to that.
Sorry. You heard nothing.
Just announced. Well, it's not just announced, but that was a couple days ago.
Breaking news.
Doctor Strange 2, which isn't in the title. The second isn't in the title. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Elizabeth Olsen.
She's going to be busy.
Apparently, WandaVision is a direct lead-in to Doctor Strange 2.
Gotcha.
So... they'll ask a lot of questions
in
WandaVision that doesn't get answered until Doctor Strange. Next up, What If will be the first animated series in the MCU with Jeffrey Wright as the voice of the Watcher, plus many voice actors from the MCU reprising their roles as voice talent.
Nice.
So, the concept of What If in the comics is there are standalone issues that will spin the story a little bit.
Okay.
So, I think they said when they first gave any info on the show a while back, the first episode would be, what if Peggy Carter became the super soldier?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of it being Steve Rogers, it's Peggy.
Yeah.
So it'll be just a one-off episode where...
That's interesting.
Yeah. So there'll be like different takes.
Yeah.
Like there's a more recent issue of the comic where it was like, what if Spider-Man became the Punisher?
Bum, bum, bum.
Right? So there's little things like that. That could be neat. Little one-offs where they get the actual actors to do their voices and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's animated. That could be really fun. And someone pointed out that in the logo, there's a zombie Captain America.
Oh, there is.
Which Marvel Zombies has been a long recurring book at Marvel.
Yeah.
So every couple of years they do like a Marvel Zombies miniseries. So with that being in the logo, it makes people wonder. People have been wondering if that means one of the episodes will be Marvel Zombies, which could be fun. Not a lot of other hints going on in here. Nothing else that's like that clear of what it is. But you can't fun. You can't miss that.
Right.
Like that's clear on what that is. All right. Up next, they announced officially announced Hawkeye, which I love that logo too.
That's cool.
That's the logo from his ongoing comic book series.
Okay.
Starring Jeremy Renner.
Yay.
Coming back as Hawkeye. And it will also introduce Kate Bishop, which is Hawkeye's sidekick and protege.
Okay.
Yeah. Also called Hawkeye. All right. Now, one of the biggest things of the night.
A terrible
look. I absolutely love it.
It looks like bad word art.
I love it. Thor, Love and Thunder. I'm not a big fan of the title, but man, I love that art. It reminds me of He-Man or Thundercats. It screams 80s.
It does.
Which it works because Thor Ragnarok was so 70s.
Right.
And this one is, they're going for the 80s vibe. Yes, please.
Oh, my.
Yes, please. Even the title, Love and Thunder, it's like early 80s. It just feels so like 80s. That's so cheesy. I know. Which, so was Thor Ragnarok, but it was fantastic.
Right.
And knowing that Taika Waititi is returning to direct, to write and direct it, which means we probably get more Korg, because he's also the voice of Korg. But they announced Chris Hemsworth will be back.
Yay.
Tessa Thompson will be back.
Yay.
And Natalie Portman is returning after she had a huge falling out with Marvel. She had a huge public falling out with Marvel. But they passed her Thor's hammer on stage. Jane Foster, Natalie Portman's character, will become the God of Thunder.
Couldn't they found somebody else?
No, because she's already been established.
Can't they find somebody else?
And Jane becomes Thor in the comics.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. And James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy,
mm-hmm.
he's confirmed that Thor Love and Thunder is set before Guardians 3.
Gotcha.
So we will probably see... I'm assuming there'll be a cameo from the Guardians in this. But it also still leaves room for Thor to be with the Guardians.
Yay.
In Guardians 3.
Hopefully they'll figure out who's running the ship.
Yeah, right? Right? Oh, man, I love that logo. I don't know how... I figured you would love that logo. But
it looks like bad word art. Reminds me of elementary school.
I love it. All right. And next up, which will be actually the first one of these movies released, it's the next movie coming out, Marvel Studios' Black Widow.
With Scarlett Johansson?
With Scarlett Johansson. Yay! She's back from the dead.
Oh, she's back from the dead. I'm so glad.
She's back from the dead.
What would we do without her?
well, at least this time, she comes with David Harbour.
Okay.
Which, I'll always take more David Harbour.
Right.
If you guys haven't watched his Netflix special... Frankenstein's Monster Frankenstein.
I've watched 7 minutes of it.
It's entertaining. It is dumb, but entertaining. And then also Rachel Weisz, which I'll watch her in anything. She's cute.
I don't know who she is.
She was in the Mummy movies with Brendan Fraser. His love interest in those. I've
seen them, but I don't recall who she is.
Well,
that sucks.
Yep. She's married to Daniel Craig. Where are you going? Are you looking
up? I'm
going to
look her up.
Yeah. She's married to Daniel Craig.
Old Man Thoughts has requested to follow me.
Because of your Effie thoughts. He probably Googled you.
Who am I looking up?
Rachel Weisz. It's right there.
I suck at typing.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. There you go.
Oh, her?
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong with her?
Well, that's just a bad picture. That's just a bad picture. She's pretty attractive. That's just a bad picture.
Somebody's got to fix her Wikipedia page.
Right? She needs to go and be like, I need to talk to you guys about the picture you used
Her publicist should be in trouble.
Yeah, right? She is starting to show her age a little bit, though. So that's a...
Well, there's that picture again.
She's starting to show her age a bit, but...
She's cute there. Yeah. And there. And there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Look at her in The Mummy. She was stunning back in The Mummy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She cute.
Yeah, right? Told you. Told you. All right. So... That wasn't it for the night. So they were like, yeah, we have 10 things to announce for phase 4.
She's 49 years old.
Okay. we're catching up. They were like, we have 10 things to announce tonight that make up the entirety of Marvel phase 4.
Yeah.
And then an actor comes out onto the stage. After, like, the entire cast of all these shows are currently on the stage, and mm-hmm. Kevin Feige is talking, and an actor comes out, and Karen, and they, like, they all have hats. They all have special hats for each one of their productions.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, their logo on them.
Yeah.
And Mahershala Ali comes out, and Kevin Feige starts talking to him, and mm-hmm. he's like, oh, I see you have your own hat.
Yeah.
Well, what hat could you possibly mm-hmm. be having? And he puts it on, and the crowd went wild because Mahershala Ali is playing the Daywalker Blade.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Crowd went nuts. So now that means vampires exist in the Marvel
Yay! Universe. Yay! Vampires are awesome.
Right? Right? The Blade movies were fun.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes was a badass.
Right.
And he wrote a nice little touching thing to Mahershala,
mm-hmm.
like passing the torch to him. Mahershala has a fun name, doesn't he?
He does.
But yeah, no release date on Blade, and it will be part of Phase 5.
So many phases.
Yeah, yeah. This is the quickest one. 2 years.
Right.
Getting 10 projects out in 2 years is nuts.
That's crazy.
Nuts. Good on them.
Right?
Good on them. And it's the first phase without a Avengers film.
Well, that's sad.
And they even said, who knows if we'll ever get another.
Oh.
They could do other team-ups. I don't think you have to have a big, massive like team-up film with having Avengers in the title.
I like the Avengers.
Yeah, me too. And you could still have a version of them together. And but I think you could have a... Take Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the title of Marvel Studios Infinity War...
Right.
Do you need Avengers in the beginning of it?
No.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be Marvel Studios Avengers Infinity War.
Right.
Marvel Studios is enough of a brand itself
exactly.
to sell the movie.
Yeah.
No one's going to be like, what is Infinity War? Everyone knows what Infinity War is, right?
Yeah.
Or Endgame.
Right.
Marvel Studios Endgame.
Oh.
I actually think that one sounds better. Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
But Infinity War is the better example where you could have just had the subtitle as the movie.
I miss Robert Downey Jr.
He's only been gone for 3 months. He's only been gone for three months.
I miss Iron Man.
And you haven't even seen them all. You can go watch more Iron Man.
I can get all of the Iron Man? You can get
all of the Iron Man. Yes. You haven't even seen them all. You haven't even finished Infinity War.
I haven't.
We'll do it one day.
I don't have time.
We'll do it one day. And see, there's Natalie Portman getting the hammer. Nice little touch.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Madden. Kamel. That guy.
That guy.
That girl. I don't know who these people are. Oh, that's Selma Hayek.
That is Selma Hayek.
Angelina Jolie. That girl.
Yep.
Hey, I know that guy.
I know him.
That's Anthony Mackie holding Captain America's shield. Yeah. I'm excited. Marvel is bringing it.
They are.
Hardcore.
They're doing all of it.
Because not only do they have the projects that they announced here, they do have other television projects at Hulu.
Yeah.
That are coming. Ghost Rider on Hulu. Hellstrom on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
A slew of animated series on Hulu.
Yeah.
One of which is written by Kevin Smith.
Yay! That'll be fun.
One of them written by Patton Oswalt.
That'll also be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be some fun stuff over on the Hulu side of things, too. Which makes sense because Hulu is owned by Disney.
Right.
So it sucks for the Netflix shows, Marvel Netflix, because what's going to happen with those? We still have zero idea.
But
well. They're in this weird limbo of all being canceled, but people still wanting more of them. Because they weren't canceled because of ratings or that they were bad. They were just canceled because of Disney and Marvel. So who knows?
Well,
we will see. Anyways, look at David Harbour. Look at that guy.
He's pretty cool.
I want to give that dude a hug.
I think you should.
I think he's in town for one of the upcoming conventions.
Nice.
I think maybe Indiana Comic Con. We should
find him.
I can hug him.
Yes.
You know what comes out next Tuesday, though, right? On digital?
Endgame.
I'm going to buy it on August 13th.
Yeah.
Because so you
like your hard copies.
I do like my hard copies. I like things hard.
Me too.
Copied. Hard copied.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Fun times. Anywho, that about covers it.
Yeah, we did. We did
a full hour.
We did.
We got a couple minutes before the music starts. Did you guys like what you heard today? I feel like it was a lot of us just listening to stuff.
lots of trailers.
Lots of trailers.
A little bit of commentary.
A little bit of commentary. Typically, these shows I pack into a 2-hour episode.
Yeah.
But,
I've got time.
I know, but I don't know how I would stretch the conversation by myself to 2 hours. That would be a lot of work on my part.
Right.
You're like, yep, sure.
Go have fun.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I've never seen it. Awesome, thanks. Cool.
Wow.
Cool. Oh.
Oh, David.
You're learning.
I'm trying.
You know, we'll have to go back and listen to your first episode with us
when as part Kurt of the show.
No, your first full episode.
Okay.
Where a year from now, when you're seasoned,
right,
and you know your shit.
She knew nothing.
Who was that girl?
Ugh, she was the worst.
Who was that? Was it the worst?
I was the worst. That's what I'll say.
I mean, you have gotten better.
I have. Short, small increments.
I forced her to watch My Hero Academia. She wasn't paying at all attention
to
it.
I was.
Were you?
I was.
Were you?
I was.
Okay.
I know kind of what happened.
Cool. All right. Anywho, I've said that twice now.
You have said that twice.
Better not become a new catchphrase.
You're going to start saying it when you're at work now?
Yeah. Right? Anywho, let's get back to doing forbearances. Cool.
Dork.
Yep.
You're going to say it again.
I thought about it. I thought about it.
You were going to say it. I could see it.
I thought about it.
I could see it. It was there. I thought
about it. It crossed my mind. Anyways, find us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show, on Instagram, on the Facebook page. Most importantly, find us on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
All of the places. We're there. If you think of a place, we're probably there.
And if we're not, let us know.
Yeah, we'll let us know.
We can try to be there. Next up is our Patreon.
Yay, we need our Patreon. We love our Patreon subscribers.
Please subscribe to our Patreon. And we'll give you a shout out on the show.
We will.
If you pay enough, we'll do whatever you want, really.
Well.
To a point.
There's a small gray line somewhere.
You
know,
YouTube video practices and standards.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it falls within the compliance
we can't go making YouTube mad.
No. As long as it falls within the bounds of YouTube's
Yes.
We will do it.
Yes.
But you have to pay for that.
You do. It's $100.
Yes. The basic is $5. And then there's a 10. There's a... did I add the 25?
You did.
What's the 25?
Well, that's just...
oh, no. 25 is... you get to decide the post-game conversation.
Oh. Is that an Effie Thoughts?
Now.
Oh, okay. So you get to decide Effie Thoughts?
Yeah. Okay. Your opinion on something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because...
I have opinions.
Yeah. You do.
I do.
You do. Your opinions on all sorts of things.
I do.
Is there a $50 one? Did we make a 50? What's a $50 one?
I cannot recall right now.
I think it's an audio top 10?
Possibly. Then 100 is...
The YouTube.
YouTube. And then there's the... what is it? 600?
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's at patreon.com/kindofepicshow.
Yes. Go there. Be our friends.